Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the Sports Bar. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. Excited to welcome in our next guest, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, the Playmaker. Michael Irvin joining us in the Sports Bar. Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great up here. Weather is great. Michael, we appreciate your time today.
Weather is great. That's interesting. You know, Rochester, it's always a great day if the weather is great.
We'll take it where we can get it. It ain't like Big
right.
D, Michael. We'll take it where we can get it. Hey, we wanted to start to get your opinion on somebody that we know you probably had under the microscope for the last few years there in Dallas. New Bills wide receiver, Cole Beasley. You saw him up close during his time in Big D. Why did the Cowboys view him as expendable when it was all said and done?
Well, the Cowboys wanted to keep Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley did some great things here in Dallas. But you guys know, with contracts and everything and the salary cap being what it is, you have to parcel out and try to be smart about the guys that you're spending the money on. And the Cowboys just happen to have their top, four players needing new contracts, and they have to make room for those guys. DeMarcus Lawrence, who just got the big deal, Dak, Zeke, and Amari Cooper. And I'd even mention Byron Jones. So I think that was just more of a financial decision more than an athletic decision on letting Cole Beasley go. And thank God, God bless Cole Beasley. He got paid, and Buffalo wanted him and everything. But I think that was more financial than physical capabilities.
Hey, Cole Beasley, what are we getting here in this new Bills receiver, Michael? Is it somebody that reached his full potential in Dallas, or is there greater potential here, with perhaps more targets in Buffalo?
No, I absolutely agree with Cole in this sense, that there are many more ways, and there's more they could have gotten out of him here in Dallas. Now, it wasn't necessarily the focal point of the offense here in Dallas. But maybe, maybe Buffalo wants to do something differently. And I think Cole Beasley ultimately wanted to be in an offense similar to what your greatest nemesis are, and that's the New England Patriots, mm-hmm. where Julian Edelman kind of controls the offense because they're playing the game inside out. And I always say that's the best way to play this game of football is to play the game inside out. And Cole Beasley can be as good as any other slot guy that you've seen in a long time.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. I'm curious about your thoughts on Zay Jones. First of all, tell us if we're wrong. Have you known Zay pretty much his whole life? You play with his old man, right?
Yeah, yes. I play, yeah. Man, listen. Zay's, I love the kid. He's a kid. I talk to his dad. Absolutely, I talk to his dad, man. His whole life. He was running around the locker room in those young years. When he was just a kid running around. So, yeah, I'm just happy to see that he gets the opportunity that he wanted. When I talked to his dad leading up to the draft, that's all he talked about. You know, I had a couple of chances to talk with him. I think he's going to come on great and continue to do great things in Buffalo.
It's been kind of a slow start from year three. What makes it harder for some guys like that to get a late start, so to speak? Why is it so difficult at the wide receiver position for some, Michael?
Because you can't just listen. Even at running back, you can put a guy back there and say, "Hey, ultimately, I'm going to give you the football, run to a hole." You know what I mean? So running back can come in and they can assimilate quicker because they've been running footballs all their life. You give them the ball and run a hole. Now, as a wide receiver, and this is what I tell people all the time. Let me give you some knowledge of why we're so cuckoo, or however you want to call it. Think about the whole nature of a wide receiver. We're split out wide. So we're out there, we're independent. We're out there where we're independent and we're the most dependent person on the football field. We don't get a chance to make a play. without you blocking, and without him throwing. We're independent, and then we're the most dependent. That dichotomy runs throughout our whole body. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you get on a football field, when you start playing football, you got to, even though you're independent, you have to learn how to play with the whole group. You got to have time, and you got to know when to be open. Not just know what, how to get open. You got to know when to be open. You got to run while you think. You can't just run and not think. Everything is organized chaos. Everything is on a timing. You got to be where you have to be. And that's hard for a lot of young guys coming in the league. It's hard. They start thinking about the guy coming up. How can I beat the press? And they're not thinking about how to beat the route. All of that stuff makes it hard. And 3 years in, you really don't start hitting your peak till you're around your fifth year, really, at the wide receiver position. That's when you start saying, okay, if we hadn't seen something by this fifth year, I don't think it's coming.
The Playmaker is in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin joining us. We're going to get to the Cowboys in a second, Michael. You mentioned what they've got going on in terms of having to pay some of their stars. Before we get to that, one more Bills note here. We've got Josh Allen entering his second year in Buffalo. Fans are excited over the moon because there were moments of promise late last season. You've watched this game a long time. You played this game a long time. What's a fair expectation for a quarterback like Josh Allen heading into his second year?
And this has changed, isn't it? It's so incredible because back in the day, you get a guy like a young Troy Aikman coming in when he's the first pick in the draft, and you say, you get, all right, let's get a guy 3 or 4 years before he's really ready, before you really expect something out of him. Josh Allen, all of those guys now, those young quarterbacks now, that's gone. That's gone. You don't get those 3-4 years before we can see stuff. They want to see it right now. And you saw some good things last year, and you saw some things that need to be worked on. But here's what I tell people when you see a team like Buffalo. You got your young quarterback. Even the losing is for good. Because even in losing now, this is my quarterback of the future. So whenever we lose, at least we learn it. The problem is when you have a quarterback that's not going to be your quarterback of the future, now you just losing to lose. That's a hard take. Like, dang, man, I don't want to just lose to lose. You know, if I got to lose, I got my young quarterback, he's learning. Okay, I don't want to see that again. Don't make the mistakes again. So we're losing, but we're learning. I can swallow that without regurgitating it. The losing for losing, I just want to upchuck. You see what I'm saying? So you got to, there's steps to this. There are steps and there are levels to this. And Buffalo, you got your right quarterback. Now just keep putting pieces around them, and you're headed in the right direction.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin, our guest. Let's ask a few questions here about the Cowboys. If you're the Cowboys and you just saw a division rival extend their franchise quarterback with a lucrative deal, how much pressure is on Dallas right now to lock down Dak Prescott to an even more lucrative contract than Carson Wentz?
I just left the practice, right? I was over there talking to Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb. You guys catch that on Inside on NFL Network, on Inside Training Camp. I was over there talking to him, and we were talking about Dak Prescott. And I was saying, talk to me about his best quality. They said two things. They talked about his competitiveness, and they talked about his leadership. And honestly, man, I say this to people, and I say it here, and I know maybe you don't want to hear it in the Buffalo area, but it reminds you of one person. And Dak has that ability that one person has. That's Tom Brady. And I say this to people here because we're arguing back and forth. Is he worth $30 million? Well, certainly now that question goes out the window because Carson Wentz just got 32. Each day you let this thing go by without signing him to the long-term deal, that number increases. It's just the reality of it. If you wait next year and put him on a franchise, that number's going to be $33 million. And because he's the leader and the heart and soul of the Dallas Cowboys, and enough, a lot of people don't talk about Tom Brady being that for the New England Patriots. That's why they're so successful. When you can get that at the quarterback position, that changes everything. That alone is worth $15 to $20 million a year. That alone, when you get that at the quarterback position, so there's no doubt to me. And then you got to pay him another $15 to $20 just to play the game. You see what I'm saying? So absolutely, I think he's worth it. Dude, you guys know. Ask the people in Miami. Ask the people in Jacksonville. It's serious business. Some of these teams have been looking for quarterbacks for 15 and 20 years. 15 and 20 years of losing just to lose. Are you joking? You know, you get you a quarterback, you do not let him go. And the Cowboys, they have one. Just like Buffalo, you guys have one now.
Well, and we were one of those teams for 15 to 20 years looking for that quarterback.
You know what I'm talking about.
Michael Irvin, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, our guest in the sports bar. Now, we mentioned this earlier as we were talking about the guys needing to get paid in Dallas. It looks like they're building and trying to replicate that triplets model that worked, obviously, with you and Emmett and with Troy. Do you see them eventually paying Zeke, or are they going to drive him into the ground and let him walk at the conclusion of his rookie deal without overspending on, let's face it, a position that a lot of teams believe you don't have to invest heavily in?
Yeah, my answers to those questions are yes and yes. I do see them paying him, and I do see him running him in the ground. You know, he's a young man. They'll run him in the ground for the next few years. But they'll pay Zeke. Zeke will get paid. And I disagree with the philosophy of the NFL from the running back position. I know, like I talked about earlier, you can get a running back and put him in and let him run the ball. But there's a difference between somebody running the ball and somebody winning with the run. Yeah, you can find people that can run the ball, but can you find people that can win with the run? And that's what that's what Ezekiel Elliott can do for you. That's what the Todd Gurley can do for you. That's why you say, okay, I know what the league is saying about this position, but we have one of those guys that can win with the run, not just a guy that's running the ball, and we got to pay that guy.
Michael Irvin, Radio.com, NFL Sports Insider, our guest here in the sports bar. The NBA game Monday night, I actually thought of you, Michael, when Kevin Durant gets hurt and the Toronto fans, not all of them, but some of them booed him. I couldn't help but think of the time in Philadelphia where you were being helped off and there were Philadelphia fans booing you. As a player, what goes through your mind at that moment? Do you even care, or do you take it as a challenge to shake it off?
You don't really hear, because at the time, especially me, I was paralyzed. I was devastated and thinking about, you know, my family and my kids and all, and not being able to play with my kids. And I was more there. Now I truly believe, though, the difference in those two. Once the Toronto fans figured out, okay, this dude hurt even more, maybe they thought he just kind of re-hurt that calf. And if you re-hurt the calf and there's nothing to say, hey, all right, I'm sorry that happened, but we're about to win a championship. I think that's what they were clapping on. We're about to win a championship. You know, they know the severity of the tendon, Achilles tendon. Maybe they wouldn't have reacted that way. And all those players, man, Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka waving down the crowd to the place where they started chanting his name on the way out, trying to, you know, say, we understand it now. We apologize. KD, KD, KD. Dude, you'll never get that in Philadelphia. Let me just say that. I don't care if they, when they brought the stretcher, they saw I could move, they still were going to say, oh, okay, now we see. Mike, no, that wasn't going to happen. It's just what it is. So, KD has done it. You got to understand, okay, yeah, this is their first championship. Maybe they got a little overzealous there and thought, man, we're about to win our first one right here and clap. But they were able to realize their error, and they turned away, and that was their way of apologizing by chanting his name. That's the first thing I thought about when they started chanting. I was like, oh, that'll never happen in Philadelphia.
Never.
It'll never happen in Philadelphia. But I'm praying for KD, man, and wish the best. Let me ask you about that, too. Because, I mean, you get people all the time, and people are saying, well, he shouldn't have played. I'm like, get out of here. I like that. I as a player, when a man says, my commitment to you as my teammate and as my team, my family, is bigger than any commitment I have. He had a lot. He risked a lot to go play that game. coming his impending free agency. He's one of the best, if not the best player in the game. All of that went to yesterday when it came to that day that he had a chance to show his teammates his commitment to them. I went from the high of saying, wow, that's incredible, to the low of saying, oh, wow, he's hurt. But it's just incredible. The NBA playoffs have been nothing but drama. It's been stacked with drama. I mean, it's incredible, man. I'm trying to get to that game six tomorrow in Oakland.
No, we're going to be looking for you courtside then, playmaker.
Yeah, look for me now. I'm looking for me.
Radio.com Sports. NFL Insider Brooklyn.
I'm looking for courtside seats now. They probably said, no, Mike, I'm going to have to promise some Dallas Cowboy tickets, some field passes, so you can see the pregame, yeah. And then you can hang with Jerry Jones at the game, because I'll be working, of course, at the network. But I'm going to have to make some promises and some bartering to get those seats.
Michael, we would be crazy if we didn't take an opportunity while we have you on with us here in Buffalo Bills country to at least talk about a little bit, a story, a morsel, anything from the two Super Bowl victories that came, unfortunately for Bills fans, over Buffalo. And there was one, I can't remember which book it was. There was a book that chronicled a dinner that the teams used to have during the preparation for Super Bowl, where there was an incident with Daryl Talley. Do you recall an incident with Daryl Talley at a dinner? Is there a story that you can share? You're laughing. So there is an incident. There's something I hit. So, Michael Irvin, can you share with us a nugget, a morsel, a story from those two Super Bowl victories?
I was so funny. I was just with DTE and Cornelius and all the guys and Leonard, you know, all the guys up at Jim Kelly's event last weekend. You know, we were just up there hanging out. We were talking about all of that stuff, man. We had some great times in those Super Bowls. I'll tell you this one story. You know, we had heard about the incredible parties they have as a team, you know, at Jim Kelly's house and all of that stuff. And, man, he talked about how they go over, you know, it's done so much to do in Buffalo, and the team would always go together and hang out over there and drink and have a good time. You know, you would hear stories you didn't know about it. Now, after one of those Super Bowls, we were leaving. And I don't know, it was one where right after you had to leave and go to the Pro Bowl. So we were all on the same flight. You know, we were on the same flight, so all of us flying over to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. Dude, let me tell you something, dude. We're waiting. And then we look up, they open the door, and here comes, in the wheelchair, Daryl Talley. In the wheelchair on the plane. Because he could not walk on that plane by himself. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. After wheel him on, I said, immediately when I saw him in the wheelchair, I flashed back to the game. I said, oh, my God, did he get hurt in the game? I said, no, I don't remember him getting hurt in the game. Oh, no, he got hurt in the bottle. Okay, it was the bottle, not the game that hurt him. That's why he did that wheelchair. But we got over to Hawaii. We all had a good time. He sobered up and came by the pool, and we started back up. And we had a good time as we hung out over there.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Michael, this has been a treat.
I hope Tally don't get mad at me either, man.
We talked to Daryl during the draft, and it seems like he's in a good place. I don't think he would get mad at anything like that, Michael. Yeah. I think we'd be good.
Yeah. And I love that too, though. I love the guys. We all did some crazy stuff. We were young guys and everything, and we did. And let's talk about it and have fun. And that's what we were doing. Of course, we were drinking there too at Jim Kelly's event. June 2nd, we were drinking there too. But we just sat around and told those same stories, man. And there's nothing greater than them.
It's unbelievable. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time this afternoon, Michael. We hope we get the chance to do it again soon, because your insight is unlike anybody else's. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Michael Irvin, joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Mike.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
Whew. Number one. I'm saying that's the best we've had. That's the best guest we've had.
Stories, energy, takes on the NBA. Yeah, that's why he's working for NFL Network. What a personality.
Talley was bombed. He had to get wheeled, literally had to get poured onto a plane.
I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Wait, did he get hurt in the game? I don't remember.
No, I don't think he got hurt in the game. Oh, that's what's wrong.
Oh.
Great stuff. Michael Irvin. And listen, realistic. We are impatient when it comes to our quarterback development now. Troy Aikman was terrible his first year. What did they go, 1-15 his first year?
1-15.
The expectation now is, hey, you're going to get us to a Super Bowl on your rookie deal. That's the expectation. That's the window. It's the rookie deal. We got to get, now is the time. We'll surround you with pieces, but now is the time.
Yeah, and when you asked him expectations for Buffalo in year two, hey, if you lose,
it's good.
It's good. You're losing and you're learning. What do you say? You could be Miami, you could be Jacksonville. Yeah, we've been Miami and Jacksonville and as far as searching for the guy.
Well, it sounds good when he says it that way. And I'll remember that through the course of the season. I just don't know that Bills fans have that kind of tolerance. I just don't know that they're going to have that kind of patience to recognize that, hey, even though it's a loss, it's a win.
He thinks Jerry's going to pay everybody, by the way. Zeke Elliott, they're warming the ground. He's still going to get paid. Dak Prescott going to get paid. That's why Cole Beasley's in Buffalo. By the way, said Cole Beasley? No, he didn't reach his potential in Dallas. You got to like hearing that, too.
If you missed Michael Irvin, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, stand by. We'll get that for you on demand shortly. You can listen through the Radio.com app when you search out the Sports Bar. All of our highlights right there. That was awesome. And if you came in late, we suggest listening to the whole thing. Michael Irvin joining us this afternoon on ESPN Rochester. Let's go around the NFL, some news and notes. I know we've got some hot kicker talk queued up next in the Sports Bar.
Oh, you want your Robbie Gould eventually in Chicago.
I do.
Do you not?
I do.
I think they're a step closer. As soon as we got off the air last night, we found out it would be the Raiders on Hard Knocks. Oh, we'll give you some details on that. A player that the Bills had their eyes on this offseason, Ziggy Ansah. We'll give you a Seahawks update, Marquise Goodwin update, hot kicker talk. Yeah, we got NFL appetizers coming up.
Appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. NFL appetizers next on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.